A committee of experts has been set up to solicit the views of individuals and organizations in all the 10 regions to be used in the formulation of a national consensus on the Affirmative Action Bill. The bill, which is being prepared by the Minister of Women and Children's Affairs, will give legislative backing to gender issues. It will also address issues of gender gap and discrimination in the socio-economic and political arena. The Northern Regional Minister Moses Bukari Mabengba, who addressed a consultative meeting on the Affirmative Action Bill in Tamale, assured Ghanaians that the bill would become law by 2013. Here is a news desk report.
Mr. Bukari Mabengba said legislating affirmative action is the best way to ensure parity of representation and participation in politics and decision-making, as well as give women economic and social advantages, as indicated by the African Union. He stressed that the proposed legislation is seeking to strengthen women's role in education, employment, agriculture and health, as well as make the implementation of policies effective and accountable. The minister asked Ghanaians not to be disappointed with the recent poor performance of women in the parliamentary and district assembly elections, but strive to reverse the trend in election 2012. He said government will soon introduce major policy and legislative reforms aimed at a minimum of 405 representation of women at all levels of governance. The regional director of the Department of Women, Zakarisa Patrick Seydu, said although the country has an affirmative action policy guideline that calls for at least 40% representation of women at the public service, committees and boards, not much has been done to pursue the policy over the years, adding that governments, both past and present, have also not been held accountable to their commitments. Mr. Seydu called on governments to put in more efforts in the effective implementation of the policy guideline to ensure that women are uplifted to contribute to the country's democracy and national development.
A news desk report.